what I've heard internally from companies for their social media strategy is about staying relevant, seeming like a company that's up to date, that's operating kind of now. At what stage should you start to look at a new platform as a platform that you should start being involved in? So for example, Quora, very new platform, a massive, massive uptick. So if I'm a big company now who's looking at developing a social media strategy, should I be thinking, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Quora? Or should I be taking a more traditional approach of saying, Facebook, Twitter, we'll wait for this new social media thing to kind of prove itself before we start taking it on board and giving it budget and giving it whatever it is that we have to give it?
Think about the people, yeah. Platforms. What does it matter if none of your customers or potential customers are on Quora? You know, as I said, you know, before, find the people who have passions that are relevant to you, find the people who are already talking about you, or you know, it wouldn't be such a big leap, and they will take the content where they are.
Yeah, just a funny anecdote about Quora specifically. Someone once described Rusix to me as it's the people that are too cool for Yahoo Answers, too vain for Wikipedia, and likely will benefit from the sale of it who are on it. And I thought that was an interesting kind of anecdote to sort of share. And I think I agree with Molly's point, you know, again and again, which is that, you know, it's always who, you know, find out the behavior of your customers and see where that sort of trends and then follow those platforms or have them, you know, become your advocates to drive that platform adoption.